Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Win or lose tonight at Duke, Saturday is the most important game of the season for Carolina. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. When the Tar Heels play at cramped and creaky Cameron Indoor Stadium tonight, it will be a renewal of the greatest rivalry in college basketball. Even though each team has won on the other's court pretty equally over the last 10 years, Duke is a heavy favorite and will win the game, barring a poor performance by the Blue Devils and a sudden turnaround by the struggling Tar Heels. It's also Coach K's 66th birthday. Oh, brother. As the season progressed and Miami emerged, these two games looked like the toughest week on the schedule for UNC, as it would be for any other team in the league since Miami and Duke have established themselves as the heavies of 2013. So even if the Tar Heels lose, hopefully not in embarrassing fashion, they will still have a winning ACC record and good chance of making the NCAA tournament. That chance rests much more on the home game Saturday against Virginia, which is vying for third place in the standings with Carolina. And with only two nationally ranked teams, there is no guarantee that more than three from the ACC are going to the big dance. Plus, the Cavaliers have already beaten the Tar Heels at home. Upsetting Duke tonight would be a huge springboard to the tournament, as well as obviously the best win Carolina has had all season. Surely Roy Williams noticed how Boston College double-teamed Mason Plumlee and pushed him away from the basket, then covered the passing lane underneath and nearest on the perimeter. It almost resulted in a shocker for BC, which Carolina handled much more easily in Chestnut Hill than did the Blue Devils. So, as old Roy says, that's why they play the game. This is Duke Carolina, and certainly the Tar Heels will come to play. Hopefully not falling hopelessly behind early as they did in Miami. Don't forget, it's a rebuilding year for Carolina. And now what has to be rebuilt is a young team's confidence. There are none bigger than tonight, but far more important games lie ahead, beginning Saturday at high noon against Virginia. Call it the Bubble Bowl for both teams. This is Archansky. See ya.